But coming out of COVID, one of my employees, their computer died. I was leaving for a business trip and literally just gave her my computer, ran out trying to get something. And thanks to COVID, the only thing that they had available was a Mac. I've never used one before, grabbed it, went on the trip. Full intentions of returning it and loaded up OmniFocus, figured I might as well give it a try. And here we are, what, five, almost 6 years later, still have it, still running on a Mac and loving it.
You're listening to The Omni Show, where we connect with the amazing community surrounding the Omni Group's award-winning products. My name's Andrew J. Mason, and today we learn how Ivan Weiss uses OmniFocus.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of The Omni Show. My name is Andrew J. Mason, and today we are honored to be able to have President and COO of Elite Studio E, Ivan J. Weiss, here with us. Their company helps lead a multidisciplinary team delivering end-to-end food service design, and we get to learn how Ivan uses OmniFocus in his life. Ivan, honored to have you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Andrew. Looking forward to this.
Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Where do you find yourself in the country? And tell us a little bit more about what you do at Elite Studio E.
Sure. So I'm based in New York. I'm on Long Island, just outside of the city here. And on the business side, as you mentioned, I'm the president and COO. We're a family business, so I oversee pretty much everything day to day with my partners. I'm a partner owner in the business. When most people hear about us, they don't even think about it as an industry, but basically we're a design and build firm for the food service and hospitality space. Mm-hmm. But we specialize in large corporate spaces, healthcare, higher education, and markets like that. So Fortune 500 companies in their headquarters, they'll have employee dining, they'll have catering, executive dining. Certainly, if you think about college and university, all the different food service spaces they offer, that's really what we specialize in. Mm-hmm. Across the entire U.S. On the personal level, husband, three boys, kids, so two dogs, so it's pretty busy at home as well.
Do you have any recollection when you first came across OmniFocus or even the Omni Group a little bit more broadly, and what those first interactions were like?
Yeah, so I'm a longtime GTDer. I've always really loved that methodology. And prior to COVID, I was kind of always looking at it and saying, boy, I'd like to try this. I think I tried the web version, but because I had a PC at the time. And, that just didn't work at the time. But coming out of COVID, one of my employees, their computer died. I was leaving for a business trip and literally just gave her my computer, ran out trying to get something. And thanks to COVID, the only thing that they had available was a Mac. I've never used one before, grabbed it, went on the trip. Full intentions of returning it and loaded up OmniFocus, figured I might as well give it a try. And here we are, what, five, almost 6 years later, still have it, still running on a Mac and loving it.
Wow, Ivan, well, so glad you did. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so funny. There's like one little action that has this like cascade of events that like lands you in a certain spot in life. It's so cool. There's the serendipitous things that happen.
Yeah. Complete accident. Worked
yeah.
out.
Talk to me a little bit about the day-to-day for yourself. You know, number one, is there a typical day for you? Because, you know, you just mentioned like things are all over the place sometimes. And that's kind of how you expect it to be. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're chaotic just because the input's chaotic. But if there were a typical day for you, could you walk us through what that would look like?
Yeah, it's actually very typical for me. So even though what I'm doing can go in a lot of different directions, I really make sure I'm very structured. So first of all, I'm an early riser. So I'm generally in the office by about 7:30. I can get anything really pressing done early before anyone's here. That helps me just so much, just to get my real work done so that I can be available to help people and not tied down to, I need to get a proposal signed off or something like that. And like I mentioned earlier, I'm also really routine based. So every morning I have a whole startup routine. I follow it verbatim. It's a checklist in the system. And it just helps me scan, you know, what's happening. I'm looking through the ERP system. I'm seeing what's going on within the business. I'm seeing financially what's going on. It takes me about 45 minutes, but it gives me the lens as to what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I finish that generally around 9:30, and everyone's kind of getting in and getting settled in. And now the day is just, you know, whatever I need to do, whether it be meetings, whether it be actual working time. And then after that, I do the same thing around 4:30. I kind of start that shutdown routine where I get everything organized, clean it out, you know, as close to inbox zero as I can get, put everything in its place. This way, again, it just helps me feel much less stressed when I go home. So that's so important to me.
even before OmniFocus, you mentioned GTD. What caused you to feel like, you know, there's a need for something here to start to operate or manage my life systems based on? Yeah, there's a point, usually something like GTD or OmniFocus or a productivity system, you know, your Covey stuff or anything like that, like starts to show up in somebody's life when there's inflections that show up where it's like, okay, I have expanded a responsibility or a situation that's changed here. What am I going to do to manage all this? How did that kind of manifest for you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, life was, you know, pretty simple. When we started the business, there's only, you know, a handful of us. Life was simple at home, you know, I had my wife, that was about it. And everything was cruising along. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, turned into 3 people, turns into 8 people, turns into 15 people. Now we have 20 people, you know, knocking on my door and asking for things, kids. And I've always been pretty serious about productivity and trying to find, you know, little nuggets of time wherever I could. But I said, I need to get serious about this. I need to figure something out that can kind of organize my life. And that's kind of what started it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you end up saying to somebody who's like maybe 10, 20 years your junior, just saying like, okay, I know that I need to like start working on getting things handled better. I have great intentions when I give my commitment or my word to do something. And sometimes that doesn't always show up in reality. What advice do you have for somebody who's like, I want to do more to keep track of my ideas, my commitments, my time? Is there any good first go-to pieces of advice for you?
Yeah, well, first off, don't roll your eyes because I talk about it all the time here and people may not always want to hear it. But the most important thing for me was to learn to really capture absolutely everything, right? To really, you know, write those things down. But maybe a little contrary to some parts of GTD, give it some space. I learned that you can really quickly just kind of pull everything in and all of a sudden you have this list of 1,000 things to do and you don't know what's important. So letting it sit, you know, coming back to it, taking a look at it, make sure you have a structure or something that helps you kind of guide what are your priorities. That was really the most important thing, you know, and then just keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it.
It's sometimes difficult to do. Sometimes it's a complex or a simplicity that you have to fight for because life naturally just kind of expands, especially when you talk about all this expanded responsibilities, different hats that you end up wearing. The advice about having multiple things all in the same inbox, you know, at the same time, there's a version of ourselves, whatever the current version happens to be, that sits there and thinks like, oh, this makes absolute sense to me. You know, but if it's an idea that you capture at 2 a.m. and then you see it the light of day, you're like, okay, now it's I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. You know, throw that thing out of there.
Sometimes you look back and you say, that's terrible. What am I doing with this? I need to get rid of that. So, you know, just that space really helps. It lets you see, okay, you know, like you said, this is important to me at an exciting dinner with a couple drinks in hand. And now I'm looking at the next day and going, oh, bad idea. Get rid of this thing.
Do you mind maybe placing OmniFocus in an overall context? Like, is there a corollary software that you use that kind of hooks into or out of it? What does your input and output, like the daily ones and zeros, look like for you?
It's at the center of everything for me. I'm an Apple user, so I definitely use all the integrations, you know, and reminders and Siri and all that stuff pulling into it. And then we have an in-house kind of ERP, CRM system that we've developed. And even though it has tasks and things like that, we bring everything over, or at least I bring everything over into OmniFocus because I just need everything in one place. It's really important to me not to be looking in multiple different things. And then by nature, I'm a very routine driven person. So again, I like to just think about what are my startup routines, my shutdown routines to end and, you know, kind of wrap up my day. Right after this, it'll be my weekly review and kind of finishing up the week and making sure that all that's kind of organized so that, you know, I set those clear boundaries for myself as I'm switching throughout my, you know, different modes of work, if you will.
Talk to me about, is automation show for you at all? I mean, you just mentioned routine. I consider any kind of routines or repeating tasks to be a form of automation for sure, all the way up to like the JavaScript style OmniJS plugins stuff that's happening out there.
I wish it was more part of my life. I do a very simple version. You know, I have templates and I just duplicate projects and I put them back in, you know, where they need to go, that type of thing. And I've always wanted to dabble with it, but it's really just a time and an energy and a focus type of thing just to really learn it and kind of sink my teeth into it. So I'm looking at it. I'll get into playing with it and then it just gets backburnered. So I keep it pretty simple.
Yeah, I think your intuition probably tells you what's important. You know, you're moving pretty fast and furious and to know like, okay, I have the guardrails I need to be operating within and working too much in the system versus on the system is not going to be beneficial for me. So that makes absolutely 100% sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm not always the best about that. I mean, I'll jump in and that's part of my problem is I'll start playing with things, trying to find a better way to do things and instead of just working on things. So that's always a struggle.
Talk to me a little bit about the perspectives. Do you use the stock perspectives that show in OmniFocus or is there, a different slice or custom kind of perspective that you have that shows up for you?
Yeah, I mean, I use Forecast View. I use the review. Other than that, everything else is really kind of custom. So the way I work is, and again, this comes from my business side. I have three different perspectives I use most of the time. I call them WOBs and WIBs, and then the easy one is personal. My WOBs are work on the business, and I slice up OmniFocus so that I can make sure that I'm not seeing, pay the bills, deal with the insurance, that type of thing, but I'm actually working on driving things forward. And the WIBs are the opposite, working in it, because I find it so easy to just get lost in checking things off and trying to move through things and not actually driving forward. So I try to be pretty good about separating those out and that helps me a lot.
I think you're the first person I've talked to that actually has those perspectives delineated in that way. You've heard of like maker manager, work in versus work, but the WOBs and WIBs is phenomenal.
WOBs and WIBs.
The WOBs and WIBs.
Speak about it in the office too, and people laugh and like, and they'll say, you're working on a WOB or a WIB?
Well, I'm really interested. I appreciate your time and kind of developing and fleshing this out with us. But is there anything that you've experienced along the way as you're using, especially when you're doing working in or working on the system or working on the business that you're like, I am fully sure that this is something that I should try. This is an experiment. This is a direction I should take the system. This is a direction I should take my workflow. And then after the fact, looking back saying, you know what? Not necessarily I call that a mistake or a failure or anything like that. But when I look back on this, I would say, if you're following my footsteps, maybe just skip that portion because it didn't really pan out the way that I was hoping that it would.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do it all the time. I feel like I might be in the middle of one right now. The first thing I would say, and luckily I don't really do this anymore, but don't abandon the system. I found too many times I would get overwhelmed or overcommitted and say, I need a better tool. And I'd start, chasing some shiny new tool. And then all of a sudden I spent, 4 days moving all my tasks into the new system only to find, I got to go back and now move everything back. And it just causes a ton of time. So that's always an issue. And then the other thing is, it's a blessing and a curse, is that OmniFocus lets you get super organized, but that can hide how busy you are. So I find that I really have to be aware of how much I'm putting in there, because just because I have it really organized doesn't mean I really have the capacity to do all those things. And, I can feel that stress build up when I just overwhelm myself and it's all organized. It's all there. It's all neat. But, you look at it and you go, what do I do first? And you kind of have that freezing moment. So that's always a challenge.
What are the indicators to you? Like when you're looking at that and you have that kind of amorphous blob of like, that shows up there. Like, is that a capacity thing? How do you judge? Like, okay, maybe it's time to really start thinking about and calling down and simplifying these things.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I'm joking, but I feel like I'm in the middle of this now because one of my contexts is blown up a little bit. So earlier today I was subdividing it, into smaller chunks. And I bet if we talk in 2 weeks, I'm going to put it back because, I'll say I made it too complicated.
That's right.
But it's just like a feeling in the back of your mind when you're looking at the system. And I find that if I'm spending time playing with the system, that's generally the first sign that there's too much in there because I'm trying to figure out how to make it work for how much work I have, as opposed to being realistic and saying, hey, there's too much on your plate. You got to figure out how to either back burner some of this or move it to some other people or something like that.
I think that's a phenomenal red flag for people to look for, you're operating at the effect of your system versus like really like, okay, let's take a look at this and see what's actually in here. Brilliant. Talk to me a little bit about what is it that you would say makes you as passionate as possible to be as productive as you possibly can be. It's so funny because, not everybody's born this way, there's humanity and then there's something inside of a bunch of us that say, I think it would be wrong for me not to explore what the capacity of my potential might be. And that's why sometimes I bump up against these edges. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on for you there.
The best way I explain it to people is it's like not that I'm a race car fan, but it's like a NASCAR type of thing, right? They're so focused on how do they get maximum efficiency out of everything? How do they pick up a fraction of a second? And I think when you look at how much goes on, in my role, my day goes all over the place. I might be dealing with a project situation. I might be dealing with a client situation. And one of my kids is sick and, the dog needs to go to the vet. And you just don't know what's going to come. So anytime I can find just a better way to do anything, whether it be you know, a checklist. So I'm doing the thinking ahead of time as opposed to in the moment, or just, you know, being able to put a bookmark in something. So if I get interrupted, I can come back to it. I think just all those minimal amounts of efficiency you can create, they don't just create more time, but I think they really reduce the stress. Like if I get interrupted, I don't feel like my whole day's gone sideways and I've lost where I am. I can say, okay, this is where I am. I'm going to come back to it. And, you know, maybe I lost some time, but I'll be back on track, sure enough, you know, in no time. So that's really important to me.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to somebody who has maybe lost that confidence? You know, everybody falls off multiple times per day. You know, okay, I got derailed. I'm over here and there's an issue with how I was focusing. I need to get back on track. But for the person that says, you know, I was more productive in the past and the wagon is gone. The wagon is out of here. I fell off and it's out of here. What's a great first step for somebody to just like begin to pick up the pieces, do you think?
It's a little bit of work, but I have found that emptying the system is the best way to go, of really being really honest with yourself. So sometimes if I've had to do that, I'll make a folder and I'll literally move like everything into that, you know, separate context or folder or something like that, and force myself to put it back into my system. And when I do that, I find that I actually eliminate probably 3/4 of it, because I'm realizing, you know, I really don't need to do that. So I think it's just, you know, just a good cleaning house. It's something I do, not to that extent, but every year right before Thanksgiving, I do a full-on clean out of the system. I block the whole day in my calendar. I go through everything. I get rid of stuff that's accumulated in my office. I get rid of stuff that's accumulated in my email and OmniFocus, and just, it gives me like a fresh start, you know, as I'm kind of getting ready for the next year. So I love it. It makes me feel much more at peace too, really calm.
100%. I mean, there's stuff hidden away in projects here and there that you're like, okay, that was important at one time. And for those that are listening and sitting there thinking like, but doesn't that sound like failure? Doesn't that sound like giving up? No, I mean, you're basically just updating the map. The territory's changed, the terrain's changed, we've moved spaces. So we're just describing what reality looks like from now and working from there. And I think that feeling of clarity that we get once it happens, I mean, I feel a lot better when it happens.
Yeah. And sometimes I look at things and I don't even know what I was speaking about. I look at it, I don't even know what this means. So, you know, how am I going to do it? It's going to sit in here forever until I figure it out, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
If you had a billboard to the world, magic wand, you know, however you want to frame this thing, but there's something that you could give to humanity in forms of understanding and have them get it instantly. Is there anything that just shows up for you there where it's like, oh man, if we could have everybody in the world understand this immediately, we would be operating on all cylinders?
Yeah, I think it's all about demeanor. I think being calm and being collected, that's just my nature. I'm sure it comes across that way. And I really pride myself in that. And I think if most people just really took a situation, it's an emergency, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, whatever it is, take a deep breath, step back for a second and say, okay, what am I dealing with here? And how do I deal with it? The answers present themselves to you, and it's so much easier to be able to handle it. And I think people just throw themselves into chaos and panic or excitement, and all of a sudden they lead themselves down a real tough path. So just keep it simple, keep it calm, and good things happen.
Couldn't ask for wiser words. That's perfect. And if folks are interested in connecting with you or what you're up to, how can they kind of stay in your orbit?
Sure. Two ways. LinkedIn is certainly the easiest. Just look at my name in there. Happy to, you know, get messages or hear from anyone. And then the alternative is always on our website. My contact info is all there. So feel free to, you know, send me an email or reach out in any way.
That's awesome. Ivan, I appreciate you spending time with us so much. Your wisdom, I mean, rapid fire, but awesome. And thank you for that.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Hey, and thank all of you for listening today, too. You can find us on Mastodon at The Omni Show at omnigroup.com. You can also find out everything that's happening with The Omni Group at omnigroup.com/blog.